As Soha was explaining this morning and the day before, one of the ways we can react when there is something difficult or unpleasant is with contraction, tensing, contraction in the mind and contraction in the body. And Soha offered a few ways of dealing with difficulties in a skillful way and dealing with contraction as well. One of them is to purposefully to notice where there is in the body tension or contraction and inviting that area to soften and relax. And you can do that in many different ways. And so I mentioned a few, but just as a reminder, for example, using the breath. Like you breathe through the area of tension or contraction, or you breathe from the area of tension or contraction. Or you can open up the awareness so there is more space. Using sounds as well. So there are many, many different ways. So I'm going to invite you to play around that, and if it is helpful for you to start with a breath, if it helps you, if it works for you, if not, you can play around with other methods. But let's start by just bringing the awareness into the body. And bringing it down to the lower part of the body. To those parts of your body that are making contact with whatever is supporting you. Allowing your awareness to dwell there. To rest there. And now noticing if there is any area of tension in the lower part of your body. Your legs or knees or hips. And see if you can invite that area to soften. And remember that it is an invitation, not a demand. And you may want to use the out-breath and maybe whispering the word softening. 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 And moving your attention now to the area of the belly. So much tension and contraction in the area of the belly. Often caused by fear. So very gently inviting the belly to soften. If it is helpful with each out-breath, you could say softening. 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 No demands, no shoots, just a gentle and kind invitation to soften. There can be so much holding in the belly, softening. Following the release of the out-breath to soften. To release whatever holding there is. And moving now upwards, the area of the back, the lower back and the upper back. And see if there is any area of tension, of contraction here. And again, gently inviting to a softening. With gentleness and kindness, inviting the area of the back to soften. And bringing the attention now to the area of the shoulders. So much tension accumulates in the shoulder area. And again, inviting a softening with the out-breath. without any demands or expectations, gently, kindly inviting the area of the shoulders to soften. You may want to imagine the energetic release of the out-breath spreading throughout the shoulders. Or you may want to imagine the air coming in and out of any particular area of tension in your shoulders. Or using whatever other way is helpful, useful for you. And bringing now your attention upwards to the area of the neck and the base of the skull. And again, inviting a softening. If there is tension or contraction, softening. And bringing now your attention to the area of the face. And again, noticing if there is any tension in this area. Maybe in the forehead or around the eyes. The cheeks. Around the mouth. In the jaw. With gentleness and kindness, inviting this area to soften. You may want to bring a gentle smile. And noticing the effects. In the softening, in the releasing of any tension. And spreading now your awareness to feel your whole body. And see if you can tune into any sense of well-being. Of calmness, of relaxation. Just dwelling there for a while. swelling and appreciating. In whatever degree of well-being and release you find in your body, in your experience, in this moment.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.